It's 23 Ooh, minutes past man. The hour.
Yes,
yes, yes.
I
yes.
love that song.
Miss Kiara Sheard and Second Win here on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. And as we promised, we have two of my favorite ladies in the whole wide world in studio yes. with me, Miss Kiara Sheard and the one and only, we call her The Voice, because mm-hmm. what... It's just something about a woman that can sing anything, but yeah. then can put your head, your body, your legs all under the table right. as she's doing it. We know a lot of people that, you know, sing nice.
Right.
But no. This is The Voice. She is The Voice. Miss Kim Burrell, we Yay. Love y'all. Listen, What's up?
All is well.
Yes.
It is well. We have been hanging on the set of Sunday Best, doing our best. And I have to say, first of all, Kiara, I am so very proud of what you have come in and accomplished this season. Mm-hmm. You know, for me to hear you articulate is, I feel like a proud auntie.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I know that, you know, I remember that shy little girl who would just sing because mama made you sing. And then all of a sudden you develop this love for singing. You've always had a love for Jesus, but you develop this love for singing and then singing for young people to let them know it's cool to love God.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And what more could I come to the table and have to offer when I have living legends who know how to speak? Y'all don't get up there talking about, it don't go like that. It's like you got Auntie Kim who can cut you up real fast, say what she got to say. Then you got Auntie Yolanda who is an educated woman. She know what to say. She can cut you up too. She told somebody to shut up, y'all.
They did.
And then you have Pastor McClurkin who know how to prophesy with these big words, and we sometimes don't know what he means, so we just wait for the prophecy to come to life.
That is hilarious.
So yes, ma'am, I appreciate the challenge. I think good challenges are healthy for your future. So I thank God for most of all my parents and my upbringing, as well as you all who have inspired me to step your game up. Don't come over here talking about no, because that's not presentable and nobody will respect the
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, you know, the lady sitting next to you is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. She knows that. And I've told the world that I watched her grow up as a kid and watching her development and then being able to articulate again to young people what this thing entails. It's not just about getting up and singing. There's so many people who can be on Sunday Best because they sing in their church choirs, they sing on the praise teams. As a matter of fact, some of them are doing little spot dates wherever, but it takes more than just that. Kim, tell the people why being mentored to these young people is so important to you, because you could be anywhere else. I mean, this is 4 weeks of your life that you take out. You know, shoot, I know you could be in Nice somewhere singing.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the thought of that is, good morning, and thank you for having us on the show. The thought of that is inviting, because that's what we love to do.
Yeah.
Going to different countries and spreading the gospel always feels rewarding. But this being able to pour back into people's lives, believe it or not, it has gone rather fast to me, but I've given 27 years of professionalism
yes.
to the gospel industry. And to be able to pour into people at this stage and age of my life is so rewarding, because I get a chance to see, look into the eyes and the hearts of these young people who really have aspirations and desires to do more. And what's good, they come in with all these high dreams of becoming a star,
uh-huh.
but then they run into us who have taken gospel to heart.
Yes.
And to be able to pour into them that singing gospel music is such a lifestyle. It is something that comes more, it's so much more than just releasing melodies and notes.
Right.
It comes from releasing your heart mm-hmm. and your thoughts and your spiritual walk with God and presenting to God. And this season has given us just that. I feel so rewarded being a part of this season, because we've got some great folks.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you're just tuning in, the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, well, you're hearing Miss Kiara Sheard. She's our new judge on Sunday Best, and you're hearing the mentor of so many years of Sunday Best. And I just think that, and I know you guys correct me if I'm wrong, this season had so much power.
Oh, it did.
Oh, my gosh.
It did. It was It was loaded. It was
Yeah.
loaded with power. And I must, if I can chime in too with Kiki, I'm so happy she's here
I am
on
too.
so many levels. And I must say this to the people who believe, if you don't know her exact age, believe you're in her age group, she is someone to watch. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
We
right.
don't want y'all to think that, oh, here's perfect Kiki, because she wouldn't want us to do that.
Right.
But it's not to take away from what God has perfected in her.
Yes.
Now, she has great character,
yes.
a great sense of direction, and a great chime in. She knows how to talk to the youth of today and their idea of getting into music. And then she knows how to go along with the flow of those of us who've been in it quite a while. And that's because of her choice to live for God,
right.
and it comes through so strongly. I encourage you, don't miss this season. Wouldn't you guys agree?
You cannot miss
no,
this season.
No, you can't miss this season from the audition cities to the actual stage presentation. She has contributed so much, but this has been a powerful season. The anointing has been in there so much, and I'm glad we've been able. Now, that's one thing they have to give us credit for.
Uh-huh. And we were boohooing. What was it? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I think for the whole two weeks we've been boohooing.
It's been a crying
but
season.
Auntie Kim was sitting on the front row with her tissue. That day I saw the mother burrell, cause she had that tissue strong, and it was, you know how you have to keep unfolding it for the next round. I was cracking up. So you do have to watch it. You do have to, it's fun, and I'm excited because we have young people on the show. They seem like they love the Lord. They're not just there because I want a recording contract.
Right.
It seems like it's something that they live, and that's what I appreciate most. And then y'all keep building me up. But can I just also say that the Trailblazers, Miss Auntie Kim, Miss Auntie Yolanda, and Pastor Donnie, and Mr. Kirk Franklin, they have embraced me. And I've seen some Trailblazers that don't want to pour into our generation. So let me speak to my generation. We have leaders to watch. We have people to watch. All of them have a covering. If they don't have a covering, they're leaders, and they have somebody that's praying over them. So you guys are great examples, and I thank you for being willing to pour into our generation, even on the show.
Yeah.
And then here's the great thing, guys, but a lot of people think that a part of the mentoring part that Auntie Kim does, it's not real. It might just be made up for TV.
Mm-mm.
But no, she does it. She mentors me. She becomes the voice with me.
Right.
And so I really appreciate true trailblazers at heart. And then Auntie Yolanda, she'd tell me if my breath stank, and I appreciate that.
I've never had to tell her breath stank. Never had to.
Yes, so I just appreciate you all. Appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
Indeed. Wow. Guys, y'all got anything to say? I know I've taken over the whole interview, but I'm just in here with my girls, and it just feels so good.
It's sounding good, too. We just back here enjoying it. Hope we was going to get some lessons going on, singing lessons.
No singing lessons. Oh. Not this early in the morning.
I got you.
No. Now, they may be able to do it, but I sound like foghorn leghorn.
I'll say.
So I'd be singing down by the riverside.
Oh,
that
no.
would be me this morning.
Lord have mercy. Kim
Not
Pharrell.
Good. Not good.
No, not good at all.